From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns returns to chapter 3, focusing on verses 21 through 26. The subject of this message is Righteousness Without Works. Before coming to the text, Dr. Cairns will take a few minutes to emphasize reasons for this in-depth study of Romans. In this day of seeker-sensitive religion, with its emphasis upon self-esteem and happiness, many believers find themselves disappointed with their efforts to live the Christian life as they know they should. Multitudes are troubled by lack of assurance and by guilt. As Dr. Cairns will show, the root problem is a failure to understand the gospel. Here in the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul presents the definitive explanation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which, when properly understood, will banish the anxieties under which so many Christians live. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. Before he comes, please enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook by C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is called Covered and Protected. The text is Psalm 91 and verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Oh, a condescending simile indeed. Just as a hen protects her brood and allows them to nestle under her wings, so will the Lord defend his people and permit them to hide away in him. Have we not seen the little chicks peeping out from under the mother's feathers? Have we not heard their little cry of contented joy? In this way, let us shelter ourselves in our God and feel overflowing peace in knowing that He is guarding us. While the Lord covers us, we trust. It would be strange if we did not. How can we distrust when Jehovah Himself becomes house and home, refuge and rest to us? This done, we go out to war in His name and enjoy the same guardian care. We need shield and buckler. And when we implicitly trust God, even as the chick trusts the hen, we find His truth arming us from head to foot. The Lord cannot lie. He must be faithful to His people. His promise must stand. This sure truth is all the shield we need. Behind it we defy the fiery darts of the enemy. Come, my soul, hide under those great wings. Lose thyself among those soft feathers. How happy thou art!
Who hears a cry?
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
I am fully aware that in giving so much time to the book of Romans, and especially to the passage that we commenced last Sunday evening, chapter 3:21, which runs really through the end of the book as the main theme and the main section in the book, and giving such attention to it, we are in many ways running contrary to the mood that is current in modern evangelicalism and fundamentalism. Nowadays, people think that they're going deep into the Word of God if they are studying somebody's recondite theories of prophecy. Usually what they're doing is exploring the ego of the preacher. And there's no great depth of scripture in it at all. Almost everything, not everything, because what I say is certainly the exception, but almost everything that you hear in a public platform on the subject of prophecy merits a place in Hans Andersen's fairy tales. almost everything. Most of what is written is 95% rubbish and 5% nonsense. And I have to be honest. Yet people imagine, when we get into all these things, we're going deep into the Word of God. Seeing people have never been led to explore the gospel of Christ. Romans is the great theological treatise of the New Testament. Samuel Taylor Coleridge called it the finest piece of writing in existence, from a purely literary standpoint. Add the theological and you'll understand that this is the crown jewel in the New Testament. And we will spend a lot of time in it for very good reasons. You will go and hear many so-called practical sermons. Again, that's a misnomer. Most practical preaching is the most impractical possible. I've often said any fool can get up and tell you what you ought to do. Read your Bible, pray every day, go and witness, be a good soldier, stand up for Jesus. Those are good things. Any idiot could tell you that. But you know as well as I know that doing what you ought to do is a very difficult thing, because there are many things standing in the way. You will find, as we study the book of Romans and get into this very important section of the book, that there are good reasons for looking at it. It will deal with the problems we face in the Christian life. Problem number one, the assurance of salvation. If I were to go around this meeting tonight and say, stand up, everybody who has had problem with doubt, a problem with assurance, there'd be a lot of people standing. Assurance of salvation. Most of you have been reared to think that, well, if I'm not sure, I need to make another decision. If I came forward once and I'm not sure, I need to come forward again. I need to get it sure this time. By getting it sure, I need to make sure I'm sincere. I need to make sure I'm praying the right prayer. I need to make sure of all these things. And next week, you'll be back to where you were this week. This is God's answer to the problem of the assurance of salvation. This great book and this great section of it. It will deal with the problem of guilt. How many people are saved and yet they are living in the shadow of the guilt of past sins. They haunt you. David spoke of the sins of his youth. He likened those sins to a dog snapping at his heels. I think we can all identify with that feeling. Things you think you've forgotten about, suddenly they realize themselves again vividly in your mind, and you're back fighting guilt. What's the answer to guilt? Screwing up your courage and saying, I'm going to do better. I'm going to put it out of my mind. No, that's not the answer to guilt. The gospel is the answer to guilt. And here you've got that answer. Then there's the problem of victory over present sin. How do you live in victory? What is the key to victory in the Christian life? I listened as a young Christian to many challenging messages. People would tell me the things that I needed in order to get victory over sin. How few of them knew enough to expound the gospel to me and show me the intimate connection between the theology of Paul and the victory that I needed. So there's another good reason. And of course, we're called to serve. The foundation of all Christian service is found right here in this very passage of Scripture. That's why when having expounded the gospel, Paul says in Romans 12, I beseech you therefore. I'm not going to preach in Romans 12 tonight. I have not got that far. It's very doubtful if I would live long enough ever to get that far. But, or even you live long enough. But, I beseech you therefore, in the light of the gospel you've learned, now you can begin to assume your proper place as a member of the body of Christ, serving Him according to His will. So there are good reasons for spending the time that we are spending on this epistle to the Romans. We commence reading again this evening in chapter 3 and verse 21. Romans 3, verse 21. And we read to the end of verse 26. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. Amen. The Lord will add His own blessing to the reading of His precious word for His name's sake. We return this evening to the 21st verse of Romans chapter 3. It is a pivotal verse in the epistle. It commences the second great section of the book. You remember that the first section dealt with universal guilt and condemnation. And that first section shows the urgent need that all men, Jews and Gentiles, have of a supernatural saving righteousness. Something to satisfy God, reconcile them to God, open the doors of heaven, make them fit for heaven, and give them a legal right to enter into glory. That's the need. And Paul has spent these opening chapters showing the urgency of that need. And we have taken it almost verse by verse, showing that need, that whether you're a Jew or a Gentile, whatever your background religiously or culturally, you're alienated from God by wicked works, under condemnation, and without the ability to do anything about it. Now in the second section of the book, the great truth that Paul is expounding is God's answer to this need. For you know, the gospel is simply that God has the answer. Way back in the middle 1970s, I wrote a little booklet. It started off, I think, as the outline of a fairly lengthy sermon that I was preaching in the open air at a little place called Dervock, County Antrim. But it became a booklet. I suppose something like somewhere between 400,000 and 500,000 of those booklets have since been produced and have been used around the world. Dr. Paisley told me when I wrote it, he says, Cairns, that's the best thing you have ever done. or ever will do. So at the age of 30-something, I could retire right away. I was never going to do anything else. I called the booklet, Christ is the Answer. Christ is the Answer. For you know, that's the gospel. We have a need. And God has a way of meeting that need. That's what the second section of this book is all about. It's expounding the text that Paul has taken, that he gives us back in chapter 1, verse 17. His definition of the gospel, in it, in the gospel, is revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith, even as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And so the doctrine of this second section of the book, as I stated it last Lord's Day evening, is that God has now revealed a way for sinners to be righteous in His sight without and apart from their own personal obedience to the law. And the law itself, along with all the rest of the scriptures, bears witness that this is the only way of salvation. Now that's the doctrine. But I want you to do something that people don't normally do in church. I want you to think about that. See, people don't normally think in church. Like bumps on a log, until the preacher says something they know they don't agree with, and then they want to fight with him. If they'd been awake all the time, they might find they didn't disagree at all. You see, it's easy to say that God has revealed a way for us to be righteous in His sight without the works of personal obedience to the law that we may perform. It's easy to say that. But stop and think for a moment. What is righteousness? By definition, righteousness means measuring up to the standard God has set. That standard which He has revealed in His moral law. Righteousness by definition. And the word cannot mean anything else. No matter what language you're talking. It can't mean anything else. It is measuring up to God's standard. Now put that into the doctrine. The gospel is that God has revealed a way for sinners to be righteous, to measure up to His standard, without any personal acts of obedience to His law on their part. That's Paul's doctrine.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.